Good evening, everyone. Welcome to TSKB's 2023 first quarter financial results webcast. Our presentation will start soon and will be followed by the Q&A session. Today's presenters will be Ms. Meral Murathan, Executive Vice President, responsible for financial institutions, investor relations, development finance institutions, and treasury departments. Meral, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Good evening, dear guests. On behalf of TSKB, we would like to extend once again our condolences to all the impacted and valuable ones due to the unfortunate earthquake. Welcome to our first quarter financial results of the year and webcast. Given our successful strategic and prudent risk asset management we continue to maintain our stellar performance. Our first quarter results reflects a strong performance in line with our guidance. Now I will briefly highlight the main outcomes of this period. While the total loan portfolio expanded by 1.5% on the FX-adjusted basis, there has been no deterioration in the quality of the loan book in line with our prudent loan disbursement strategy. Our asset quality remained intact with no new migration to stage two or stage three. On the contrary, a large stage two loan has been moved to the healthy loans category, stage one category. And besides, the NPL ratio was seen with a drop to 2.6% level. This was mainly driven by loan growth and strong collection performance. Although the total coverage ratio realized as 6.3%, we are one of the banks that has the highest coverage ratios in the sector. Moreover, free provisions reaching to 950 million Turkish lira in total, with a 50 million Turkish lira new insertion during the first quarter, will support banks' resilience going forward. Taking free provisions and hard collaterals into account, stage two coverage goes up to 115% and stage three is going up to 187%. Banks' liquidity remained to be robust with FX LCR reaching circa 400 basis points. In addition to $650 million worth of funding obtained from DFIs last year, we have recently secured €100 million of climate finance loan agreement, which is the very first one under the Memorandum of Understanding signed between Turkish Treasury and the major DFIs with KfW. Through this loan, TSKB will contribute to the financing of climate-focused investments in Turkey and will support investments in renewable energy, energy storage systems, energy efficiency, and e-mobility. In line with our sustainable development mission and long-term UN SDG-related lending targets, we foresee to continue to sign new agreements throughout the year. Managing our securities portfolio composition strategically, this quarter we have continued to add new short-dated CPI linkers with descending amounts for future redemptions. As of today, our October-to-October inflation assumption is 49.9%. Our differentiating business model and investment lending focus enable us to stay relatively immune from the macroprudential precautions applied to the banks. We have neither been exposed to rising funding costs nor been in a position to purchase additional securities to manage the obligations. Advisory service fees and non-cash loan commissions supported earnings by year-on-year increase of 102%. We expect an increase in these fees in the second half of the year as well. Besides, income contribution from participations, which is up by 141% on a year-on-year basis, is also stable and strong. Limited contraction in NIM while maintaining the core NIM spread and high return on equity prove our resilient business model. We target to maintain our strong profitability and earnings quality with solid balance sheet management. That being said, TSKB is well capitalized and strong capital build is backed by sustained internal income generation capacity and healthy asset quality. Without the BRSA's temporary measurements, our capital adequacy ratio and Tier 1 ratio reached to the levels of 18.1% and 17% respectively as of this quarter. Let me move on to the comparison of the realized first quarter figures versus our year-end targets. Our performance and our strong results met our guidance levels too. Given our well capitalization aligned with the guidances, our loan book grew by 1.5% in the first 3 months of the year. In line with our focus on our policy role to support sustainable economic and social development in Turkey, the total amount of SDG-focused loans reached to the level of $2.5 billion worth, where the target disclosed in the year 2021 was to reach $8 billion by the year 2030. Thus, we can say that almost 30% of this target is realized so far. Bank's robust loan spreads and proactively managed securities portfolio ensure sustainable core banking income growth. Despite the decreasing CPI linker yields compared to the last year, our annualized NIM marked a relatively limited 80 basis points of contraction on a quarter-on-quarter to reach 5.9%, excluding the currency impact on trading income. Since our loan spread remains less prone to the negative impact of macroprudential measures, we expect our NIM to stay at these rates for the rest of the year. Total fee and commissions income contribution doubled on a year-on-year basis, mainly emanating from advisory fees and non-cash loan business. We envisage the fees and commissions contribution to stay strong going forward while expanding client outreach going forward. With the stellar performance, we have delivered a return on equity of 42% in the last quarter. When adjusted by free provisions set aside in the first quarter, our ROE goes up to almost 43.4%. Given our resilient balance sheet management and revenue generation capacity, OPEX expanded by 178%, driven by high inflation and earthquake-related donations. With this increase, our cost-to-income ratio reached a level of 14.6%. We may also slightly surpass our cost-to-income guidance by year-end. Besides 1.5% FX adjustment sustained on the back of high quality profitability and strong asset quality performance. The capital adequacy ratio and Tier 1 ratio of the bank are 18.1% and 17% respectively. Our differentiated business model ensures sustainable income generation. Please also note that well-preserved asset quality and significantly provisioned loan book, as well as free provision reserves in place, would be able to continue to support our capital going forward. Our asset quality remains to be solid thanks to the bank's differentiating and distinguished loan appraisal skills and preferred selective stance. We had no inflow to the problematic loans during the quarter. Instead, as said, a reverse migration from stage 2 to performing loans was seen as expected. On the back of strong recoveries, our NPL ratio went down to the level of 2.6%. We would also like to remind you that we have neither sold nor written off or down any NPLs during the last quarter. For the rest of the year, we expect to maintain this asset quality performance. Our well-provisioned base remains strong and will serve as a buffer for the quarters ahead. Our coverage ratios were sustained compared to last quarter. Total loan coverage ratio is down by 50 basis points to 6.3%, excluding free provisions, due to the passage of stage 2 loan into stage 1. With an extra 50 million Turkish lira free provision set aside this quarter, total stock reached to 950 million Turkish lira worth. Moreover, given the provision reversals, thanks to the reverse migrations and strong collections, our net cost of risk, including currency impact, points to minus 75 basis points. When currency impact is adjusted, our cost of risk is around minus 128 basis points. Going forward, we expect this trend to continue. Now I will talk about our strong profitability in a bit detail. Net banking income increased by 23% compared to the same quarter of the last year. In the top right graph, you can see the comparison between evaluation of quarterly net banking income and provisions set aside in the same period. As a result of reverse migrations, as well as strong collections, provisions set to be 110 million Turkish lira worth. Overall, we posted a quarterly net profit of 1.4 billion Turkish lira, with maintaining the level on the quarter-on-quarter basis. When compared to the same quarter of the last period, the net profit has increased by 132%, though. Our return on equity reached 42% in the first quarter of the year. When the pre-provisions that were set aside during the year are adjusted, ROE rises up to a level of 43.4%. On this page, you can see the main highlights of our income statement. During the quarter, strategic and proactive management of assets and liabilities reflects itself in a 45% increase in NII generation in year-on-year terms, despite lowering yields on CPI linkers when adjusted by the CPI. Trading income was surged by 42% on a quarterly basis, contributing to Turkish lira 103 million to our net banking income. Contribution from net fees and commissions elevated by 102% on an annual basis and 64% by quarterly terms. OPEX growth was due to both inflation effect and one-off earthquake donations in the first quarter. Reversals in provisions due to a reverse loan migration and strong collections supported profitability too. Income contribution from our participations continued to support the revenues with a 141% increase annually. Overall, based on our performance, we have posted a net income of 1,407 billion Turkish lira with a 132% year-on-year increase in this quarter. Next slide is showing our funding profile and comfortable FX liquidity. Our funding profile continued to be resilient and does not deviate on a quarter and quarter basis thanks to our long-standing, sound and viable collaboration with our stakeholders, DFIs and FIs. ESG-aligned funding continues to constitute approximately 80% of our total funding structure, as it's been the same in the previous years. We would like to remind that last year the bank secured nearly $650 million worth of long-term funding from five different DFIs. This year, we signed one new loan agreement in April with KfW in the amount of €100 million. And as of the first quarter, our non-withdrawn DFI funding, which is available to the bank's mission investment loans, is around dollar worth of 550 million nearly. Given these figures, our support for sustainable and green projects in various teams for sustainable development and inclusive development of Turkey will continue throughout the year. The maturity profile of our external debt continues to be in the long term, and DFI funding accounts for nearly 70% of the bank's non-equity liabilities with a maturity of over 11 years, whereas that of the loan portfolio is nearly 5 years. Our strong liquidity position is well reflected by the FX LCR ratio, which is nearly at 400%, by the first quarter of this year. Moreover, as also mentioned in previous calls, our additional lines from DFIs and FIs, as well as available instrumental funding lines with Central Bank Republic of Turkey, continue to remain available. Bank's cash management is closely monitored by the weekly asset liability committee meetings, and we continue to feel comfortable with the bank's liquidity position going forward with our projections. Needless to say, contributing to the development and sustainability-focused reconstruction of the earthquake-affected areas will be one of our main focuses in the upcoming days, and our engagement, continuous engagement with DFIs will be maintained for further lines in this manner, along with our aim to contribute to the country's climate risk mitigation efforts. Moving to our asset composition, as you all know, in line with the bank's business model, loan portfolio remains to constitute the highest share in the total assets as 74%, with around nearly a 5% increase from the last quarter. Investment loans have the highest share with nearly 70% in our loan portfolio. Total assets of the bank have slightly decreased to level of 113 billion Turkish lira from the year-end figure of 115.6 billion Turkish lira, despite the redemption of a Eurobond worth of nearly $350 million. Whereas our total loans have increased to the level of 84 billion Turkish lira as of the first quarter. Foreign currency loan disbursements in the first quarter has been around 85%, and we have also continued to extend medium to long-term Turkish lira loans to our clients. In the first quarter of the year, share of Turkish lira loans in the disbursements for the first increased slightly to the level of 15% in alignment with the market dynamics. Overall, share of the Turkish lira loans in the total loan books is at 9%. That being said, we realized 1.5% of loan growth on an FX adjusted basis by this quarter. We would like to also remind that once again, our average maturity of the loan portfolio is around 5 years. The composition of our loan portfolio continues to be the same as in the previous years, as discussed. Continuing with the details of our loan book, in the first 3 months of the year, FX and Turkish lira loans grew by 1.6 and 0.4% respectively. Total loan growth has been 1.5% on an FX adjusted basis. To note, renewable energy project investments continue to stand out in the new disbursements, which totaled to $314 million. Accordingly, electricity generation has the largest share in our loan portfolio, as that has been the case for quite a long time. Along with our mission, we would like to remind once again. The share of electricity generation loans is at 38% of the total loan portfolio, and 91% of which is renewable energy loans. Underneath, 81% is attributable to the feed-in tariff mechanism. Finance sector has the second largest share with almost 10%, where the majority of these loans are classified as Apex loans, which is attributable to our development banking role. This is followed by the loans to metal and machinery sector with 9% nearly, and the rooftop solar panel investments are also included within this category. The rest of our loan portfolio is evenly distributed without a concentration on a single sector, as you may see from the graph. We would like to also remind you our inclusiveness efforts and sectoral diversification once again too. We keep our contribution to support UN SDGs by way of supporting green transition and inclusiveness investments of our clients in line with our long-term targets. Our ambition to keep the ratio of SDG-linked loans at 90% and climate and environment-focused SDG-linked loans at 60% in total portfolio, loan portfolio continues. We would like to state that 91% of our loan book continues to be SDG-linked, and 61% continues to be as climate and environment focused SDG linked loans. And these are all in line with our 2030 targets. As mentioned before, our strategic focus for the rest of the year will focus on development and the sustainable reconstruction of the earthquake affected areas in line with our target of a more resilient Turkish economy, as well as our existing targets of transition to zero carbon economy and circular economy, as well as inclusiveness. Moving on to the asset quality, in the first quarter of the year, we have continued to enhance our asset quality with solid positive developments on the back of strong collections and reverse migration. The NPL ratio has decreased further to 2.6% from 2.9% figure of the last year. We would like to emphasize that there has been no inflow to stage 3 or stage 2 loans in the first quarter. And also the share of stage 2 loans also came down to the level of 10.3% from 12.6% levels by the last year's end. Both ratios are in line with our projected figures and we had guidance as such. The coverage ratio of stage 2 loans went slightly up to 28.5% from 26.9%, whereas stage 3 loans coverage remained at 92%. As you will also notice, both of which are above industry averages. Although our stage 1 and stage 3 loan coverages remained at the same levels, thanks to the reverse migration of a large amount single ticket loan from stage 2 to stage 1, as well as the total loan book growth, the total loan coverage ratio has decreased to 6.3% from the year-end figure of 6.8%. When the hard collaterals are taken into consideration on top of such provisions, bank's total NPL coverage climbs up to the level of 187% and the stage 2 coverage gets up to 115%. We would also like to remind the bank's collection performance has been nearly at a level of 85%. With the additional 50 million Turkish lira free provisions set aside, total stock of free provisions has reached the level of 950 million Turkish lira as of the first quarter. Our prudent approach regarding the provisioning continues this year as well. And with the reverses due to the migrations, reverse migrations and the help of collection, our cost of risk is realized at minus 128 basis points, excluding the currency impact. When we include the currency impact, which is 52 basis points, our net cost of risk figure is minus 75 basis points. Last but not least, we do not foresee an adverse change in the bank's loan portfolio in the coming periods, also considering the impact of earthquake. And on the contrary, we would expect upside shifts to continue where the reversals could contribute further to the loan portfolio. Touching upon our securities portfolio, we can see that bank's well-positioned securities portfolio continues to be an important contributor to banking income generation NII. The total securities portfolio of the bank is about 21 billion Turkish lira, and the ratio of which in the total assets continued to be around, again, 20% levels. 53% of the total securities portfolio is accounting for FX securities. This year, we target to support loan growth further and do not plan to expand the securities portfolio, we would like to remind. In line with our business model, being a non-deposit-taking institution and having an FX-weighted long-term asset composition, impacts of temporary regulatory changes are lower, quite lower, for TSKB. Therefore, we manage not to add additional fixed-rate securities higher than 5 years. Managing our securities portfolio composition strategically, this quarter we have continued to add short-dated CPI linkers with descending amounts for future redemptions. Our total CPI linker share has increased at the moment to level of 74% in the total Turkish lira securities portfolio. As of today, to remind, our October to October inflation assumption is 49.9%. In the next quarter of the year, we shall monitor the markets very closely and invest our liquidity in opportunistic levels while mainly targeting the loan growth. The core net interest margin showed nearly 10 basis points of surge on quarter-on-quarter basis. Our quarterly NIM is around 5.9% with 165 basis points of contraction compared to 2022 year-end, mainly due to the CPI impact, as you may well see from the right graph. We have continued to invest in CPI linkers, and the total revenue of the total revenue from CPI linkers has been 671 million Turkish lira in the first quarter of the year. As a reminder, as a non-deposit taking institution, our Turkish lira funding cost is inconsistent with the policy rates, besides the relatively manageable impact by the reserve requirement obligations. While extending Turkish lira investment loans, we placed extra liquidity in the money market operations and generated considerable return too. Those being said, we expect our NIM to stay well above our guidance figure throughout the year, over 5%. Given that our loan spreads are less prone to the regulatory measures as discussed, we foresee an improvement in the FX loan spreads too. TSKB is well capitalized, and this slide depicts our bank's resilient solvency metrics. In the first quarter of the year, bank's Tier 1 ratio is at 17% and capital adequacy ratio is at 18.1%. The reported ratios, we would like to name, are at levels of 17.5% and 18.7% respectively. Please note that as of 2023, dollar currency rate within the temporary measures implementation has been updated to 18.70 Turkish lira from 13 Turkish lira. Our strong probability continues to support our robust ratios, and with the loan growth and currency impact in the first quarter, risk-weighted assets increased to the level of 104.3 billion Turkish lira. If we adjust the stock amount of $950 million free provisions, our capital adequacy ratio would be 19.1% and Tier 1 will be at 17.9%. As seen in the bottom of the graph, the bank's sustainable internal capital generation capability is driven by our strong profitability, more than offset the negative impact of risk-weighted assets due to the credit risk on the solvency ratios, resulting in a relatively stronger Tier 1 ratio among the banking sector. Our business model is negligibly affected by macroprudential precautions as set and the interest rate changes relative to our peers in the industry. With intact asset quality and a well-provisioned base, the bank solvency ratio is targeted to remain solid throughout the year. We would like to conclude our presentation with a recap of our outstanding sustainability performance and targets. In March, we published our integrated annual report focusing on the impact we created via our unique business model. In that report, we intensified risks and opportunities analysis on a capital basis and renew our stakeholder participation and materiality analysis with the double materiality concept involved. As one of the pioneers of the sustainability reporting in the Turkish banking sector, we became one of the first banks to have obtained assurance for this materiality analysis. To note, our integrated annual report contains UNEP-FI Responsible Banking Principles Reporting 2, which was prepared with the third version of the Portfolio Impact Analysis tool. Recently, we published the fifth edition of the Allocation and Impact Reporting with an assurance obtained from PwC and a second party verification by Sustainalytics for our existing green and sustainable debt. This report focuses on the environmental and social impact we created through our sustainable bonds we issued. As a signatory of the Net Zero Banking Alliance since 2022, we continue to further extend our studies on the natural capital side. As of the end of last year, the Scope 3 emission calculations with a carbon-intensive sector focus constituted 8.4% of the total loan portfolio. For our emissions target, we would like to remain that we are at this last stage of the verification process with the SBTi. The ratio of the SDG-linked and climate-environment-focused SDG loans are 91% and 62%, respectively. And we would like to note that, once again, gender equality is not just one of the key themes of our loan portfolio, and also the top priority for the human capital management and development. We are proud that the bank's gender pay gap is nearly zero, and we set a target to keep the gap below 0.5 basis in the future as well. This concludes our presentation, and we will be happy to answer your questions going forward. Thank you.
This ends our presentation. Now we will start our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please click on the raise hand icon, or you may submit your questions also via the chat box. Thank you. We have no other no question. Let me also check the written Q&A part. Again, we do not have any question at the written Q&A site. So, dear speakers, we would like to conclude our today's webcast. Thank you for your participation and wish you all a nice evening.
Thank you.